Welcome to TKO, also known as
Trending with Keisha Nori.
If it's trending, we're talking about it.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the TKO podcast. If it's trending, we're talking about it. I'm Ori. That's Keisha and a friend? Son?
Yes, special.
Future Sixer?
My life. This. He'll be a Sixer as long as Brett Brown's not the coach. he'll be a Sixer as long as Brett Brown not the coach. But this is not the best ball star we're talking about tonight. Tonight we're going to get back to our second part of the interview that we had with Michaela Vaughn. Check it out. Do you think that experience could be any more important or any better than attending a PWI?
Honestly, I thought about that a lot. And I think, so when I say I thought about it a lot, it wasn't really, I feel like I never really considered going to an HBCU because I was so serious about basketball and I wanted to make sure that I was going to get great education, great basketball. And I think at any HBCU, I would get great education, but not, I cannot say the same for basketball. So I think that that's what really took it away from me during the recruiting process. But I did all, I mean, the Friends Central was majority white. So, I mean, it's not a new experience for me, unfortunately. However, when I thought about going to HBCU, I really thought, like, it would be amazing if there were enough athletes that were, I don't know, number one in the country, number two in the country. Not that rankings mean everything, but just for the ratings or whatever. If they go to all these HBCUs, that would be amazing. And I think if enough go to HBCUs, that would be like more Black athletes would go to HBCUs. And I think that that would be a different culture. I mean, that's a whole other thing. Like when you have sports in a culture and how that changes when you have people from that culture teaching the sport, playing the sport, and you're being coached by someone from that culture. I think that changes everything, especially when that's the culture of the school. And I'm not saying that it's better or worse, but I do think it's something different. I think it's a different experience than I would have gotten in middle school and high school, even now, even moving forward if I played professionally. So I think I hear HBCUs are already fun, but I feel like if basketball was like super crazy there, football, then that would just level it up.
So what was the big get for you going to Notre Dame besides playing for Coach McGraw?
So I think what was most important for me, well, one of the things that I found to be most important after looking at a lot of schools is having the stability of the coaches being there and having the coaches who recruited you be there throughout your 4 years. And that changes every year. I mean, coaches go like left and right after wins, losses, whatever the case may be, going to professional teams and whatever. So I think having some kind of coaching security was really attractive to me at Notre Dame as well. Obviously, the amazing institution, the amazing athletics, the amazing women's basketball, the amazing coaches. It was nice to know that I would be able to have those coaches there, because I mean, there were a lot of schools that I loved and then I'm thinking, well, these coaches left, so I no longer want to go to that school. And I think that kind of makes you think about what's most important for you is like, would you still want to attend this school if the coaches break up or whatever the case may be? So it was nice. So then I would say that all of the coaches really, at least for me, I would say they were pretty involved in my recruiting process. I feel like I talked to a lot of them pretty equally. So I talked to Coach Ivy, who's now our head coach. So it's not weird for her to be the head coach. She's already the coach there for 2 years. She recruited me, so that it's nice to have this kind of coming back to, you know, going back to high school and having this same person do the same coaching for you, as well as having my position coach, CO there, and then Coquise Washington, Coach Co. She came from Penn State. She also recruited me to go to Penn State. So it's kind of everything coming back full circle. So it's nice. So like I said, the nice was the coaching security. It was a really nice thing, and then having everyone recruit you and then feeling like this nice family atmosphere was really big for me.
What do you anticipate the vibe is going to be if you get to have a season, considering, so Coach Ivy, when she departed to coach Memphis, did she completely leave the team, or was it just like was she still with the team, but she wasn't still with the team?
She departed
for a little bit.
Yeah. I think it was a quit to go work for Memphis and then came back for.
So what do you anticipate the vibe to be? Because I will eventually ask you what your plans are for after, if you see yourself in the WNBA. But before we get there, just to play for a coach who has coached in the NBA, played in the WNBA. She also won a title with Notre Dame. I think it was 2001. What are you looking forward to learning from someone with that much basketball under their belt? And I mean, to have an African-American head coach who coached in the NBA and was one of 11 women who were on staff in the NBA. What do you anticipate the vibe and the learning capacity will be this season?
I don't think there's any one thing that I can say I'm looking most forward to learning, because I think there's going to be so many different things that I wind up learning, not only through Coach Ivy's basketball knowledge, but her life knowledge. And I've already learned so much from her. And I think that she's a great teacher, so it's going to be easy to stay engaged, to continue to work through things that I'm having trouble with in every aspect. And I mean, it's really an honor, just because, like, I mean, having met her and having spent a lot of time with her and having been coached by her, it's been really interesting, and it's always been something that I've always been grateful to do. Like, it's been fun and it's been challenging, but I think that's only going to add to another great experience. And I mean, what's something without a challenge?
And once you embraced yourself in your height, not just your height, not just your physical, because I knew the physical would bring that. But once you embrace that, I knew you were out of there. So I didn't tell you, because I don't want people to think I'm soft. Would never.
In your senior season, hopefully you'll get to play. Any thoughts of playing professionally, internationally, in the WNBA? Are you done with basketball? You know,
Do you want to coach?
Okay. You want to be involved in the WNBA? Like, what is your future? What's the next step?
Or is this it for you? Have you, like you said, if you can complete a season healthy and in your collegiate career, does that put the period for basketball for you? Or give us the scoop. Tell it
yeah,
here.
Tell the world.
Let it out here first, you know?
Okay, so here it is. So I actually thought about this a lot, and I go back and forth, because I always say, if I'm able to play professionally, I would love to. And the WNBA, overseas, I mean, I want to go overseas anyway. I want to learn more languages. So being overseas would be something that I want to do anyway. So whether that's in basketball or not, I mean, however I can get there, I would love to. So again, I mean, the basketball, I would love to play here, play overseas. And then over quarantine, I was thinking, like, well, I guess I can say this now. I'm an artist. So I was thinking, well, what if I was able to put as much passion, grit, and hard work into my art as I was able to put in basketball for as many years as I was able to do so? And I think, well, look at where you've gotten with this. To save effort, you can do the same thing with art. And I believe that. And I don't see why I wouldn't be able to do both, because I think once I stop having school, then I have a whole, like, universe of free time. So I mean, even playing basketball is like that would take up less. So I, you know, after having that, so I think being able to do both would be great. And there's no definitive thing.
I'm applauding because I was going to say, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be either or.
Yeah.
It can be and in both.
Yeah.
So,
see, I was thinking that, and then I was also thinking, like, just being realistic about it, I have had two knee injuries. Thinking, do I want to put this? Am I still in love with basketball enough to go through a third ACL injury?
Right.
That's the question I keep asking myself. And I think, and I mean, I feel like at some point it's like, well, this is what you're doing anyway. So it's like, this is what this path requires. And I think it's, well, yes, injury is a part of sports. I understand that. But it's also, okay, am I still okay with that?
Right.
After having these two injuries and whatever, like, nagging injuries, you know. And it's not that I'm not, because I'm obviously still rehabbing and still doing those things. And I want to have a season. I want to be able to play. And I would love to play professionally. Then it's also just kind of, you know, because that's so far off, it's kind of hard for me to think ahead to it, especially with everything slowing down because of COVID, or speeding up even, or being pushed off. I'm not quite sure. So that kind of makes it harder for me to envision a more, like, definitive answer, because I think there's pros and cons to both sides.
And I would love to see you at some point give back to a little girl coming up in basketball, coach a little rec team or something, or go back and mentor.
Oh my gosh. I think I'd be a better actual teacher.
Really? No.
Run a little camp. Have a little camp.
Yeah, a little camp occasionally, yeah. You know, something. But
I would want to get back. I just have to figure out the best way.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I respect that. And listen, whatever you do, you're going to be great. I've watched your growth, and just talking to you today, the maturity that you're exuding, and the self-awareness, and the just the conviction of how you feel about things is very impressive for someone at your age, because these millennials are a mess.
I know.
So, you know.
Boy, do I know. I'm also a mess. Oh, I just know a
hide it very well.
Bigger words.
Listen, I'm proud. I'm proud to have coached you. When people ask me what's the greatest accomplishment of my career,
it's be always like your son.
Michaela Vaughn. It's you until he makes it to the NBA. But for now, I hang my hat on Michaela Vaughn, 6'3" center the Fighting Irish at Notre Dame.
Thank championship you,
freshman season, all McDonald's are up. Her accolades are endless. Google her if you don't know who she is. Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking the time out and talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
I don't think people realize what a big get this is. We got the Fighting Irish on the podcast, Michaela Vaughn.
Going into not that big of a get.
Oh, yes, you are.
We wish
no regular guest
for you. Whatever, whether you play or not, we hope you get back on the court at some point so you can put that period on your career and feel complete, because that's what life is about. Life is about feeling complete. That's what we all want to do. So, you know, we're praying for you to come out of this injury and go full force, not for you to get another one. You're going to go hard. You're going to lead on and off the court. We expect big things from you, Michaela Vaughn. Big, big.
Yes. Thank you for having me, Ori, Keisha. Thank you for thinking of me. It was really fun. So,
absolutely. And I want to also say the same thing Keisha's saying. I know I don't know you, but now I feel like I know you. So now you are part of the show. You are family. Please come back on the show.
Of course.
I'm always proud of anybody from Philly. I always give people from Philly extra love. And you a hooper? Oh, my God. It's on.
I created a play for Big Mick. I swear she must have scored at least 100 points off of that inbounds play. And I think we went undefeated her eighth grade year because of that play.
Once again, Michaela, thank you for joining. Appreciate you. Thank you for coming on. Keisha.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been wonderful talking to you. But everybody, make sure you check us out. Trending with Keisha and Ori, the TKO podcast. Go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, like, comment, share. Make sure you always agree with me, never agree with Ori because he has issues. Support my girl Michaela. If they get back, they have a season this year. Make sure you guys watch. Support the Fighting Irish. We want to see her do well. We want to see her get a chance to put a period at this part of her life because there are big things waiting out there for her. I'm proud to have initiated your sixth grade basketball journey. I hang my hat on your success until my son gets in the NBA. Thank you. Thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Continue to watch, continue to support. We appreciate all the love. God bless.